Welcome back to
Podcast of Characters. So before we start off today, we have a new season exclusively on YouTube. It's called Just a Catch-Up. The season is about us just doing a catch-up on updates every month or two.
So make sure you go ahead and check that out. Moving on for today, our episode is based on Insecurity. A much awaited one, I might add.
Yep, so basically insecurity is like the question, am I good enough? Well, I'm sure everyone can relate to this because in your childhood you get compared to people and well, of course you feel depressed.
It's when you feel uncertain, uncomfortable, or not confident enough.
Yep, I'm certain that everyone once felt insecure about themselves. I'm not sure if you did, but I did. I mean, you're anxious about your goals, and you're puzzled about your feelings and all.
Yeah, when you merely look at people getting fancy awards on the internet, which is and can be extremely overwhelming, it makes it impossible to know who you are or feel your magic. Our insecurities disable us to see that we're no different than anyone else. So grab a hold of your extraordinary self and stop trying to fill others' shoes. Insecurity is a part of life.
Yep. It's like when they say arrogance is the camouflage of insecurity. Face it with courage. Accept it with your heart, and you'll be on your way to loving yourself. You are who you are. Unique, brilliant, smart, and most importantly, you are you, and no one can change that. Without your own identity, no one can be unique in the society. Identity is what makes us different, and we need to develop it with respect and courage. So to sum this big speech up, be yourself.
Exactly. And growing up, we both have been taught to take alacrity into consideration. Insecurity is definitely a negative gesture or action towards yourself. However, this insecurity itself can help us grow and make a better version of ourselves. Insecurity is just a fear, not reality.
So to make it more clear, it's the fear of being imperfect. So what? You're perfectly imperfect. This wasn't planned, but to make it more general and, you know, relatable, we will be sharing some of the scenarios when we were feeling imperfect and how we coped up with it. Because as Sai said, insecurity is just a fear, not reality.
Well, this was very unplanned. But yeah, I think we can go ahead and start off. Should I go ahead?
Yeah.
Okay, but before I start off, I just wanted to make a note there that insecurity is just a fear, not reality. That's something we both believe in. Everyone has their own definition of perfect and it can vary. So, with that being said, I will talk about my scenario now. So, I was probably young, maybe 6 or 7 years old back then. And we went to this friend's house, you know, it was a little function type of thing. It was a big party. And they were just talking about how their daughter is so tall, she plays basketball, she's so good at everything. And then everyone started to compare me and her. You know, and even my parents did, and I was very angry. I just didn't show it because I usually don't show my anger, and Anvita knows that very well.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, if I do show anger, it's probably near her. Yeah. But so that happened, and I could have just done two things, let it go, or I could have used those and made them into compliments. You know, I could have used those to better myself. And that's exactly what I did. And now I'm great at playing basketball. And I don't know how that mattered to me, but I think it has helped me develop my mindset and my personality.
Yeah, I mean, that's really inspiring. I mean, you haven't told me this before, but the first time hearing it, it's really amazing of what you did.
Yeah, because this moment is something that I didn't want to remember. I've completely erased it, but now that you've asked me, it just kicked in and I had to just say.
So I'll just go ahead with mine. So there was this conference recently we went to, and I was the only one there for that time. And then there was this person who was like really good at speaking, and everyone, you know, applauded for him. And from childhood, I was kind of struggling to speak, but I was fine, but not good at it. And I was like kind of feeling insecure about that. He was good and I wasn't. And I was like just, you know, sitting a bit upset. And then my dad came in, and then he's like, you cannot do anything if you weep. It's just that way. What should you do to improve your speaking? That's what he said. And he advised me to start, you know, trying to speak and not just, you know, feel upset about it. And in, as it was said in Sai's experience, take those feelings to heart and work towards them.
Wow, and Mitha, I mean, she has shared this with me before and I've given her many things, but I think she really did underestimate herself with her ability to speak, because I personally think she's great at it. And I'm not just saying this because I'm her best friend or anything, but honestly, you're very good at it. And that story, the dedication you had towards the conferences was amazing. And I think what made it special was that we went through this phase together. I was also in those conferences, but I wasn't able to go to the physical one.
Yes, which, I mean, it really sounds simple, like basketball or speaking, but when you face it, it's just very different. It's very overwhelming.
Yeah, and speaking, those conferences were extremely hard, and I must say that she has done a great job in improving herself.
Thank you.
Alright, now that we've talked about our experiences, I think it's time to talk about resolutions or ways we can solve this problem.
Yeah.
Alright, so one of the steps towards this is starting a self-esteem diary. Personally, it worked for me. I know that it sounds complicated, but it's very easy to focus on our blessed qualities. It is always easy to focus on the negative, but it's time to step aside and accept yourself. So this diary or document, you're advised to list down all the compliments you've gotten and your talents or unique abilities. Writing them down would help you to relive them all at once. You get to prove that you can do things others cannot. You have your own identity and personality.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good idea, because even I have done it and it has helped me, like, very much. And there is also another way that we both have seen again. You can take all those comments instead of, you know, letting them go. Use them to make yourself, you know, more powerful, like as we said in our own experiences. So do something about it. Can't accept your looks? Then work towards it. Eat healthy and be healthy instead of just feeling depressed because weeping won't benefit you at all. However, the best way is to get out of this problem is to change your mindset about it. You need to do what you do or like and stop thinking about you know, what others speak about you. You have a lot more power than you can ever imagine, so put it to use now.
Yeah, and there's one more technique. Define your limits. In other words, what will and will not be tolerated by you. What is the consequence of this, you might ask? Well, you're a person with rights who deserves to be treated how you want to be. To begin, all you need to do is find out how you want yourself to be seen in that scenario.
Yeah, and also friendship is a very unique bond that makes life much easier. Personally, for me, Sai has been the best counselor, to be honest. Spending time with your loved ones makes it easier to accept the reality you're in. Just talking to them will make you realize that they love you for who you are and not for trying to be insecure.
I can vouch for that, as I had severe acne a year ago and my family or friends never treated me differently. In fact, they just kept loving me more. And talking about Anvita, she knew the phase I was going through was very sensitive. And she never made comments on it. You know, she just let me go through it alone and gave me that privacy I needed.
Yeah, because that's the best step towards it. Just talking to your loved ones will help you a lot.
Yeah. So here's an advice for everyone. Recognize between what is genuine and what is fanciful. There are continuously two thoughts running parallel to each other at any given time. the one exterior, your intellect, as in exterior, your brain, and the one inside. So all you need is time to yourself. This will help you realize that your thoughts don't even make up 1% of reality.
Yep, and here's a quote I came through, and I really like it. Insecurity is loud. Confidence is quiet. So shout out your confidence and power now.
Wow, that was a very strong quote. That will definitely make a difference in many people's lives and mine as well. I feel like this was honestly a great episode, Anvita.
Yeah, I mean, of what I've heard you speaking, it has really inspired me. And, you know, it's a good thought about, you know, talking about insecurity and how to cope up with it.
Yeah, and I think this was one of the episodes that's very close to our hearts because we've went through this and, you know, we've faced it. Now we have the solutions to it that we can prove work.
Yeah, I mean, we're like an example for those. Although we're just, you know, tiny, I mean, like just teenagers. But, I mean, no one can understand this.
Yeah, so if you do go through insecurity, then hopefully this video will help you. Just, I would like to just put my concentration is, I don't know how to say this, but everyone should focus on one point that we've talked about in this episode. Which is that your family and friends love you for your personality, for who you are. And if your friends don't do that, then they're definitely fake. I mean, it's better to just end the relationship with them over there instead of suffering with them for a long time.
Yeah.
And I think that journey is what made me realize, and I think Anvita as well, that we are true friends and that we are then each other's rough and tumbles.
Yeah, I mean, yep.
You're out of words.
Yeah, I am.
Alright, well, we are going to end this episode now, but before that, I didn't tell them that I'd be saying this at the end, but we are planning for the next episode. We have a few ideas, but we might end up doing it with our dads. Yep, there we go. She's gonna kill me after this.
Oh, yes. And we have some ideas as well. But if you do, then make sure you mail us or comment on it.
Yeah, our mail will be in the description. And we have a new introduction as well.
Yeah, check it out on YouTube. It's like, personally, I love it.
Yeah, it's
especially
great.
The music. We've been listening to it for a long time.
Alright then. So, should we say our bye-byes?
Yep.
All right.
Sayonara, Anvita signing off.
Bye, thank you.
Stay tuned.